hidup kita menaklukkan dunia, berlarilah tanpa lelah sampai engkau meraihnya. Laskar Pelangi takkan terikat waktu. Bebaskan mimpimu di angkasa, warnai bintang di jiwa. Menarilah dan terus tertawa, walau dunia tak seindah surga. Bersyukurlah pada yang kuasa, cinta kita di dunia selamanya.
Going to culinary tour to Banyuwangi, East Java, we shall come to Wit-Witan Market, the traditional market which becomes one of favorite places in Banyuwangi. Is located at Alas Malang Village, Singojuru Sub District, Banyuwangi. The market opens every Sunday morning, starting from 6 until 10 a.m. local time. Under the shady tree, you can enjoy various traditional culinaries of Banyuwangi, such as Geseng Bangsong. Geseng Bangsong is a typical food of Wijenan Kidul Hamlet, Singolatren Village, Singojuru Sub-District. Geseng Bangsong is a special menu and rarely found, which is made from duck meat as its main ingredient and wadung yang leaf that adds a unique sour taste. Wadung tree is many found and growing wild at the village. Besides giving sour taste, wadung leaf is also used to remove fishy smell from duck meat. The duck must be the big one, so it is usually used male duck for cooking geseng bangso. Besides wudong yang leaf, this culinary is also cooked with other spices such as cayenne, onion, and garlic. Geseng bangsong has savory and spicy taste. Spicy taste mixed with sour taste certainly produce delicious food. In Banyuwangi, the food is usually served when Islamic events being conducted, such as the birth of Prophet Muhammad, Eid al-Fitr, and Eid Adha. But now, geseng bangsong can be found at Wit-Witan Market every Sunday. The price of the food is affordable, which is around 20,000 rupiah to 25,000 rupiah per portion. In addition to taste geseng bangsong, you can also enjoy other typical culinaries of Banyuwangi, such as rawon alas, sego cawu, as well as traditional snake, such as tiwu and gatot, which is made from cassava. Well, listener, that was our segment of Indonesian Wonder for today. I'm Purisa Fridella. Thank you for listening.
Listener, today's music corner presents a traditional song from South East Sulawesi entitled Wulele Sanggula. The song was composed by H.M. Sanip. It is typical of Tolaki, South East Sulawesi's largest ethnic group, who inhabits Kendari City and Kolaka Regency. The song lyrics use Tolaki language, which means Sanggula flower, the name of a flower in Konawe region and its surroundings. The lyrics contain a folklore about an angel who descended from heaven. The angel is described as very beautiful, always glorified by the Tolaki people. Well, listener, here is the song Wulele Sanggula by Sarah and Nita. Enjoy.
Hey! kau duga.
Memikirkan aku.
www.voynews.id. Well, listener, you are still with me, Ahmad Faisal, on Indonesia Today. Well, we have been accompanying you for many hours. We have also already shared our information, our, you know, social culture, compiles our features, and even, you know, one of our interesting segment here, even namely special dialogue, and even, you know, as Indonesian songs really accompany you for today's edition. Well, wise words that we have already given to you, with much hope that this can embody yourself, this can give you motivation, give you better influence in order to make your activity, perhaps your, you know, that your job maybe, or your goals or target be achieved. Because you know that wise word is also considered to give much more influence or motivation during our life. That's why now we have another wise word that would like to share you. Now it is from Cut Nya Din. She said, "No rap is more influential than a good role model." Cut Nya Din is a national hero. Her spirit for independence never flickered in front of the enemy. Even when she was sick, Cut Nya Din always upheld her principles and belief in Islam.
Oh,
Demikianlah sebuah tembang pilihan. Semoga bisa meredam segala kerinduan.
The city size reaches 102.47 square kilometers, with average height of 8 meters above the sea level. Palembang lies in a quite strategic location as it passes through the main road or Lintas Sumatra that connects areas on Sumatra Island. In addition, Palembang also has Musi River and Ampera Bridge that function as the means of transportation and interregional trade. Climate in Palembang is tropical, with rainfall ranging from 2,000 mm to 3,000 mm per year. Air humidity ranges from 75 to 89% with sun illumination of 45%. Soil topography is relatively superficial and low. Most of lands there, which are 0 to 20 meter above the sea level, are marshy, that they are flooded in the rainy season. Palembang people belong to Malay ethnic group and use Malay language with local dialect that is now known as Palembang language. Local people generally use Palembang language as daily language. Besides, natives, non-natives from Java, Minangkabau, Madura, Bugis, and Banjar, as well as descendants from China, Arab, and India, also live in Palembang. Listener, do you know there's an interesting thing from Palembang, which is its special traditional food? Pempek or fish cake.
Pempek kapal selam terkenal di mana-mana. Kalau makan sama cuka, alangkah lemak rasanya.
The interesting thing from Palembang is its typical traditional food, which is pempek. What is pempek? Palembang has a quite big number of Chinese communities. Foods like pempek or tekwan or soup with sago flour fish balls made from fish leave strong Chinese taste among Palembang people. Pempek is Palembang traditional food that has been popular all over Indonesia, with the local freshwater fish ikan belida and sago as the basic ingredients. Palembang people have successfully developed the basic ingredients into various kinds of pempek by varying fillings and other additional ingredients like chicken eggs, fish shell, and tahu or tofu. Various kinds of pempek in Palembang include pempek kapal selam, pempek lenjer, and so on. Palembang people usually eat pempek with blackish thick sauce made from boiled brown sugar, chili, and fried shrimp. The sauce is commonly called cuko or vinegar sauce. Here is the explanation of the Head of Information Division at Palembang Tourism Service, RM Husni, about pempek.
Pempek itu asal daripada apek-apek.
Pempek derives from the word apek-apek. Chinese people call it so. They were newly arrived in Chinese in Indonesia and male Chinese with pigtail that rode becak or pedicab. While Palembang, big people became errands. When people wanted to eat, they just asked them to buy or make food.
At first, Palembang people made food for consumption instead of for business like Chinese people wanted. First, pempek was made in Sepuluhulu, Palembang. Do you know that the basic ingredient of pempek is belida fish? About belida fish, the basic ingredients of pempek. This is what was explained by the Head of Information Section at Palembang Tourism Service, RM Husni.
Well, belida fish is number one because the fish is special for pempek. Pempek is made from sago, garama. The fish is belida or belido in Palembang language.
The basic ingredient of pempek is belida fish. According to people in South Sumatra, belida means a creature which is good at diplomacy. It consists of word, namely bi meaning to have and lida meaning tongue, to have a way with words. Belida fish, an Indonesian language, is also called lopis or belido. And how are the characteristics of belida fish, which is considered rare, threatened, and barely found in Musi River? Listeners, belida fish has a medium size, maximum length is 100 cm, and average weight is a half to 1 kg. In the natural habitat, it can be 2 to 4 kg. Its body shape is flat with small head, and its nape looks bent over. Upper jaw is far from eyes. Small scales cover its body. Scales in its back are gray, and in the front, one are silverish white. In the sides of the scales, there are white circles like black balls, surrounded by white circles. This is the explanation of Siddhartha Gautama from Palembang General Waters Fisheries Research Agency about belida fish.
Belida fish has eggs with quite big diameters, and the number of eggs is not many like other fish. For instance, arwana or freshwater decorative fish has rather big eggs that the number of eggs produced is small. Some say if fish has quite big eggs, the number of eggs would be few. So belida fish may be one of them.
Siddhartha Gautama from General Waters Fisheries Research Agency also explained that belida fish is now rare and threatened to extinct. Siddhartha added things that cause belida fish in the brink of extinction and no longer found in Musi River.
It is true that belida fish is rare and hard to get, so it is impossible to use it to make pempek in Palembang. It is now substituted with other fish.
Siddhartha Gautama from the General Waters Fishery Research Agency added, though belida fish is hard to find, one day it may emerge again in Palembang.
It is hard to find indeed, but it can be found in Kalimantan or Riau, so it does not totally extinct. In other places, there is a chance for cultivation.
Well, listener, how do people in Palembang substitute the basic ingredient of belida fish that is about to extinct? With the rareness of belida fish, people in Palembang use other fish to substitute the basic ingredient of pempek. Here is the statement of the head of information section at Palembang Tourism Service, R.M. Husni.
Now people in Palembang no longer use belido fish or putak, but gabus freshwater fish or ikan delek in Palembang language. It is called so because it can float. Gabus fish on the sea is tenggiri fish or Spanish mackerel.
How do people think about the substitution of the basic ingredient of pempek from bladder fish to gabus fish? Henry, Palembang local resident, made the following statement.
Kalau bagi saya, kebanyakan orang Palembang dari belida
fish. To me, gabus fish is more delicious than belida fish.
Belida fish is considered to extinct in Palembang only. All people hope belida fish in other areas will not extinct, so that the next generation can still see belida fish, which is called old fish by most of Palembang people. People can also still taste the delicious typical foods from Palembang, namely pempek or fish cake, without worrying the existence of belida fish as the basic ingredient of pempek, because other kinds of fish are equally delicious. Pleasure is not eternal. My lovely pempek, my poor belida.
VOI listener, today's edition of Traditional Song of Music Corner presents a song from West Java entitled Peuyeum Bandung. This song tells the story of a dish called Tapai Bandung or Peuyeum Bandung in Sundanese. According to the lyrics, Tapai or Peuyeum Bandung is well known in both villages and towns. The main ingredient is cassava, and its price is affordable. All circles in Bandung, both parents and children, love Tapai Bandung. Well, listener, if you cannot taste it yet, let's listen to the song Peuyeum Bandung by Nining Meida. Happy listening.
Thank you.
Yogyakarta, apart from being famous for its student city, is also famous for its culinary paradise. For you as foreign tourists, if you plan to spend your holidays in Jogja to enjoy natural beauty in various tourist objects, you must also try this popular culinary, namely Sate Klatak, as one of the unique culinary delights from Yogyakarta. Sate Klatak is a lamb satay dish originating from Pleret sub-district in Bantul Regency, Yogyakarta. This satay is quite different from other satays because the main seasoning is only salt and pepper, while other satays use soy sauce or peanut sauce as the main seasoning. Because the main seasoning of this satay uses more salt, some people call it satay uyah, which means salt satay. The satay sticks are not made of bamboo, but from iron bars. The skewers from these iron bars serve as a heating conductor that will make the meat quite cooked inside. Sate klatak is easily served with curry. Although the main seasoning of the sate klatak only uses salt, it can create a savory taste and the lamb is very tender. At the time of serving, one serving of sate klatak contains two skewers. You can add it with curry sauce, which adds to the deliciousness of this sate. For one serving of sate klatak, complete with curry soup, a plate of white rice, and also a glass of hot fresh tea, you only need to pay 20,000 rupiah. It is quite affordable, right?
Voice of Indonesia.
From Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world. Well, listener, finally, before I also we end this togetherness, I would like to share you our another information. It is about, you know, the Indonesian government that focuses on repatriating Indonesian prisoners currently incarcerated in foreign countries. Yes, the Coordinating Ministry for Law, Human Rights and Immigration Corrections emphasizes that the government will focus on repatriating Indonesian prisoners currently incarcerated in foreign countries. Yes, during meeting on the Indonesian prisoners repatriation on Wednesday, the Ministry's Deputy for Immigration and Corrections, I. Nyoman Gede Surya, noted that the number of Indonesians facing death sentences and life imprisonment abroad is quite significant. He also underscored that the importance of preparing a legal basis and also well-defined criteria for these prisoner transfers. Therefore, he invited all parties to jointly formulate the steps for repatriating Indonesian convicts to the country. So final listeners, after listening and sharing you information about the Indonesian government prioritizing repatriating Indonesians still abroad, finally, I am Ahmad Faisal and also the crew on duty would like to end and say thank you for your listening and watching us. And our colleague Nuka would like to continue our Indonesia today. So please stay tuned at www.venus.id. Have a nice day, listener.
Listener, today's Music Corner presents a traditional song from Jambi Province on Sumatra Island, Indonesia, entitled Ketimun Bungkuk or Hunchback Cucumber. The song was composed by Yahya Habe. The song tells the story of an unfortunate person. Misfortune is compared to a hunchback cucumber, a cucumber that is not included in the scales, counts, let alone dishes. The song Ketimun Bungkuk actually invites people to remain optimistic and hopeful. Tomorrow, the cock still crows, and after the night and the day will come. Well, listener, let's enjoy the traditional song from Jambi Province entitled Ketimun Bungkuk by Nana Sabrina. Enjoy!
Masuk dalam hidangan.
number of statistics, I should say the national socioeconomic single data, to be finalized soon. Taxilab spreads to the American and African continents. I'm Nuka Kusumawati, now the news in details. The Central Bureau of Statistics will soon finalize and update the national socioeconomic single data, which will become the sole reference for the distribution of government assistance. Dora Pardede has the details.
Head of the Central Bureau of Statistics, Amalia Adininger Widyasanti, revealed that the Bureau will immediately finalize and update the national socioeconomic single data as ordered by President Prabowo Subianto in Presidential Instruction No. 4 of 2025. This was conveyed by Amalia during a press conference after her inauguration as the head of the Central Bureau of Statistics at the State Palace, Jakarta, Wednesday. Amalia explained that the National Socioeconomic Single Data will be the single reference for ministries and agencies in carrying out development programs, including to distribute assistance from the government.
Jadi data tunggal sosial ekonomi nasional ini,
the National Socioeconomic Single Data is to unify all data so that later development programs will use the same reference, and of course later the National Socioeconomic Single Data will be used for government assistance programs.
Data tunggal sosial ekonomi nasional akan digunakan untuk program bantuan-bantuan pemerintah.
Amalia further explained that in the process, the Central Bureau of Statistics will cooperate with other ministries and agencies that are also involved in updating the national socioeconomic single data. Some of the ministries and institutions involved include the Coordinating Ministry for Economic Affairs, Ministry of Social Affairs, Ministry of Home Affairs, and Ministry of Finance. In addition to